The Gemara at the bottom of Daf Pei Amud Bet is going to the top of Behemoth Alf, and he's on this Maaseh that Yemer Bar Chashu was owed money by somebody, and then that person died. He left over a boat, and Yemer Bar Chashu told his shliach to go be Tifus the boat for him. So he was Tifus it, and then Rav Papa and Vuna Beit Beshua met him, and they told him that you can't do that because you're Tifus B'Achav Malkam Shechav L'Acherim, and the Allah is a Tifus B'Achav Malkam Shechav L'Acherim is like Kano. So the Gemara says a Tifusu Inhu. So they themselves, Rav Papa and Vuna Beshua, they were Tifus the boat instead of him because his Tfisa Taka didn't help. And Tosfos points out in Dibur Maschil at Tifus B'Achav Malkam Shechav L'Acherim and Pidanu Beis, it's mavur from the Gemara that even when you make a shliach, still you can't be Tifus B'Achav Malkam Shechav L'Acherim. There'd be Malkam to say that maybe you can't go on your own and be Tifus for somebody else, Malkam Shechav L'Acherim. But when you make him a shliach, you could. Tosfos says it's mavur over here that even though you made him a shliach, it says Amar Leh Shluchei Zel Tafse, still there's a problem with Tifus B'Achav Malkam Shechav L'Acherim. And the question is why? We say shluchosham. So if I could be tefes myself, why can't my shluch be tefes for me? What's the difference if I do what my shluch does? Shluchosham. It's like I was tefes. What would be the reason that a shluch can't be tefes b'makom shchav l'achem? So the Pnei over here has a gemalik yichidish. He wants to say that it's a problem of ein shluch d'var avera. That being that the really the shluch should not be tefes. If you're minchav l'achem, minchav l'achem is an avera. He's not allowed to do that because Bishlam of the Mashiach can do it, but Mashiach himself, he can't go be typhus and cause a loss with somebody else. So, being that there's some type of Aveira involved in that, we say Anshach Hadva Aveira, and that's why the Tfisa doesn't help. And that's how the Pnei Yeshua learns. The Ketzais in Simon Kafei is Taman. The Pnei Yeshua says it doesn't make any sense because the whole din of Anshach Hadva Aveira is when the thing that's being done is an Aveira for the Mashalach. The Mashalach can't send a Shaykh to do something which is an aver for him. But if it's not an aver for the Mashalach, it's only an aver for a shliach, and that we don't find that there's a problem in shliach dvar aver. And over here, for the Mashalach, there's no aver. He's allowed to be typhus for himself, just like anyone else could be typhus. It's only an aver for the shliach, because he's not a baal davar. How could he get mixed in and be typhus and be chav l'acherim? So being that it's not an aver for the Mashalach, it's only an aver for the shliach, l'chayr, there should not be a problem in shliach dvar aver over here. That's his kasha on the Pnei Yeshua. And the truth is, I think if you look in the Lashon of the Pnei Yeshua inside, I think he bavards this kasha. I don't really hear the kasha of the Ktzais, because when the Pnei Yeshua says it's a considered a Shech Dvarveh over here, he says like this. He says, the Alchinam of Hadashmaitz and Nami Havakid Vavere, the Diver Rav Diver Tam, the Diver Mishayim, and Kemi the Asa Kaman Ledina, Lahavin Naisim Elu Le Yarshan, Kedam Rav Kiva, Ela Kaisho, Kerab Tarfan. Therefore, he says it's a Shech Dvarveh. So the Pnei Yeshua doesn't say it's a Shech Dvarveh because he's being typhus. It's not the fact that I'm being typhus and being mafsid to other people. That's not the aver. The aver is that really it shouldn't go to Yemer Bar Chashu at all. It should go to the Kaishol or to the Yarshim, like the other mandarman we had before. The fact that he's taking it and he's not the Kaishol, that itself is an aver. So the way the Pnei Yeshua words it, it's an aver for the Mashalach. It's an aver for Yemer Bar Chashu, not just for the Shliach, because he has no right to take it at all. So Bishma himself, if he took it, okay, he could take it. He's not a Shliach. Would be fine, but to send a shliach to do something which is an avera, that would be a problem in shechet va'avera, so that would be l'chara a teretz to the kasha of the ksais on the Pnei Yeshua, because it's talking avera for the mashalach and not just for the shliach.